Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
You know, they're calling this redo of downtown Salt Lake to put a couple of stadiums or one stadium, whatever they're going to do with NHL if we get NHL. They're calling it the revitalization zone. And the first thing I thought of when I read that was like, it sounds like a military operation. Get a marketing team together and a strategy and rename that puppy by COB today, please. Revitalization Zone.
You don't like the Revitalization Zone?
The name of it
doesn't roll off the tongue.
No,
it doesn't quite catch the.
It doesn't bring joy and excitement to me. Like I said, it sounds like a covert military op. It is a little covert.
Well, it is a little bit. I think you're hitting the nail on the head here. It is a little bit more covert, and there's a reason behind that. It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And the launch is brought to you by Master Electrical Services, home of the upfront pricing guarantee. And here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
I'll tell you what. This NHL situation is starting to grate on me. It's too secret for my taste. You know, there's this highly anticipated meeting at City Hall over uprooting a quadrant of downtown to plop sports arenas. I think this meeting served up a big nothing burger, in my view. KSL 5 Television's Lindsay Ertz at 9:35 walking us through what she heard. Maybe she can calm me down and tell me. Hey, there's a lot of information that we got at this meeting yesterday, Deb. But here's what I really want to know. Come on, City Hall. Come on, Ryan Smith. Where is this so-called revitalization zone gonna happen? Where? Tell us where.
Debbie and Dave want to know. Okay, I know you're a big Swiftie.
Yeah.
I am a Smithy. I can tell you right now, there are Easter eggs out there because Taylor Swift loves the Easter eggs.
I see where you're going with this.
There's a lot of big Smithy. I'm a big Smithy here. There's a lot of nuggets here if we will just look at it a little closely. When he tweets out, what should the new mascot name be? The new Jazz Arena renderings, the new NHL arena. There are so many arrows pointing. We just have to be patient for like 5 minutes. You're anxious. You're antsy. We all are. But there's a very good reason for the cloak and dagger.
Countdown to.
Hey, parents, you may not understand it. You may not even like that your kids are couch potatoes and they're playing all these video games. But at 10:05, we're going to take a deep dive into this billion-dollar industry because esports, it's coming to your kids' high school.
And here's a taste of what professional gaming sounds like. And yeah, they have esports sportscasters. They are called shoutcasters.
And KD takes it to game four.
Holy crap!
They won the top side 4v4.
I have no idea what they're saying. They might as well be speaking another language. But they are so excited about this. This is how our kids feel about esports. And the Utah High School Activities Association sends out a poll. They talk to the high schools every single year and say, what do you want? What are your kids clamoring for? It's esports.
Launch countdown one.
Speaking of kids, staggering new report from our news team. The rising cost of childcare outpacing the rising cost of inflation. The headline that hit me, Dave, is it can cost more to put your child in daycare than to pay for college tuition. In a national survey, a lot of parents saying, we're dishing out $18,000 a year for childcare.
I wish that weren't the case. I feel terrible for parents. I can't imagine having to pay for that. That is incredibly expensive. It's also pretty reasonable when you look at what the teachers are being paid.
Dave and Dejanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Special coverage of the top local story.
Dave, I can't help but think there's going to be a day of reckoning. And it's an unpopular opinion that no one in Utah wants to hear. I feel these rising prices, what parents are paying for childcare, are going to keep families away from having children. They can't afford to do it anymore.
You think it'll scare people away from
They're
having kids?
Out. It already is, and I've got the receipts.
I believe it. I believe you look at it, and we're just not having kids like we used to. And the idea that it's revolving around money, that does not surprise me. There's also got to be a better solution than just not having kids. That's not realistic. That's not sustainable. If you want to get a Social Security check, then you better be team kids. You got to be team babies. If you want to keep getting that Medicare and Social Security, you should be all in on us having kids.
Okay. We'll get to your glasses half full pitch in about 4 or 5 minutes from now, where you're going to bring in three solutions to defray the cost of childcare. I know you've been working on that behind the scenes. Dave's been doing his research. He's going to bring the goods in the next discussion. But for right now, let's get with KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera. Did a really good job putting the cost of child care inflation in context this morning.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says year over year, the state's daycare cost is up 4.4%, with the nation's inflation rate sitting at 3.48. But the reality is, childcare providers face the same problems many educators do: lower wages, slowly trying to catch up. The data also says childcare workers' average salary is $33,000 a year.
There continues to be this lack of kind of knowledge and understanding regarding the benefits of early childcare education.
That was Sarah Robotham, a childcare center director, who said, like many she works with, the passion for childhood development outweighs the industry's progress when it comes to compensation. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
As painful as it is to fork over that $1,500 a month, or even $2,000 a month for childcare, it could be so much worse. As you heard Eric describe, $33,000 a year, that's what your educators are getting paid. Imagine if they were paid like teachers. Teachers are making $60,000 a year. So the fact they're getting paid half the amount, daycare costs could be even more devastating.
Oh, so you feel like we're getting a discount, wait, even at $800, $900, $1,000 a month or more.
It sounds crazy to say it. It does sound crazy to say we're getting daycare at a discount. But if you're only paying $33,000 for somebody that is college educated and trained to provide daycare for your kids, then you're getting a discount. Well, you're getting a bargain.
See, even at the current rate, what many Utahns are paying is about $850 a month. That's according to a KSL News Radio report we did in February. $850 a month. That's an average. I wouldn't have kids. I understand it's a super unpopular opinion, and I hope my own children aren't listening. But if I'm doing the math, and I had three kids under the age of 3 and a half, because I was a little older when we started having kids, so we started cranking out the kids. And before we knew it, we had three kids, $2,700 a month. Now, y'all are saying, well, you just couldn't work, Debbie. Baloney. I would need to work for a lot of reasons. First of all, I wanted to work. I wanted to be a news reporter. I wanted to break big stories. I wanted to, you know, use my degree for my career. So that was not an option, to stay home full time while I raise kids. And they say, well, your husband would stay home. Baloney. He's not staying home either. He's a police officer and he's all in on his career. But this is already happening, Dave. 3 in 5 millennials, according to Money.com, say they aren't having kids because kids are too expensive. So you got to fight back. You got to come up with a plan here. Do you got some good ideas on how to defray the cost?
I think so. And I think they are attainable. I've got my three pitches, Debbie, because I don't think not having kids is the answer.
Dave and DeGenevieve. Special coverage of the top local story.
When I look at the price of childcare now, we've been doing some reporting here this morning, going in depth on the rising cost of childcare. It's like $850 a month. That's probably an average. If you have more than one kid under the age of two, it's probably $2,000 a month. My option would be not to have kids. And I'm not pontificating. I know it's an unpopular opinion to say, oh, you just shouldn't have kids. I would look at the numbers, put pencil to paper, and say, it's not financially feasible for me to work full time and pay $2,000 a month or more in childcare costs.
You're not alone. A lot of people feel that way, especially the millennials. You look at all the research and they are pointing at the dollar amount, the cost of kids, of why they are choosing not to have children. Here in Utah, we've always had kids. We are now below replacement level. So replacement level is two. So every woman's supposed to have two children, right? That maintains our population. We're under that. We're at 1.9 here in Utah, and we're one of the top in the nation. So people are choosing not to have children. This is why it's disastrous. Number one, you're missing out on kids. Kids are awesome. They're fun. They're stressful. They're expensive. I get it, but they are wonderful. I would never tell people to make that decision just based on the dollar amount, because the math doesn't work out. Of course it doesn't. But the joy that I've had as a parent far outweighs the financial burden of my children. Number two, our entire economy is absolutely dependent on having kids. If you want to get Social Security, if you want to keep Medicare, who do you think funds that? It's the next generation. You and I right now are paying for my mom's Social Security. We're subsidizing that.
Right.
So there's a practical reason to have children as well. But there's solutions that we're looking for, because your solution is, let's not have kids, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of options here, right? You lean on grandma and grandpa more. Well, that wears them down.
Yeah, tough on family.
Yeah, they've raised their kids, and now they're watching your kids day in and day out. That's a lot. That's a heavy ask. And my mother and father-in-law very much stepped up and helped us when we were in jams and when we just needed daycare, you know, at the last minute. And grandpa was taking the youngest to school every single day. Our neighbor was our daycare provider. She was wonderful. We were fortunate to have her, and that ended up being just a wonderful happenstance that we moved in, and I knew was best friends with her daughter. It just so happened we move in and she was watching children. So we were able to use Mammy for many years. She was amazing. And then we sent our kids to private school, which was expensive, but they were Catholic. We wanted them to go to a Catholic school. So we sent them to school where they had after school care, which was $3 an hour per child. Very inexpensive. And we were fortunate there. But when we were late getting pickup, you know, to pick up, that created lots of issues too, and that can become very expensive. So looking at the cost right now and the fact that we are reporting here today that it is outpacing the rising cost of inflation is scary. And I would have to look at that a lot more closely than I did back in 1995 when we got married and say, I'm out. I can't do it. Or I got to scale back how many kids we have. And 3 in 5 millennials right now, according to money.com, are not having kids because it's just too expensive. And they say that. So we're in this spot now. What are the solutions, Dave?
Here's three ideas that I think we need to explore in a bigger way. Number one, the child tax credit. That is something right now that we receive. We get $2,000 per child. Now that stops as soon as they're 18.
Right.
But how often do we still support our kids on some level? Well, until 26, I'm still paying my son's health insurance, right? So perhaps we could expand the child tax credit.
Okay, that's a good
one,
Dave.
This during COVID. We raised it from $2,000 per child to $3,500, so $3,500 per child. Remember, we were getting hundreds of dollars each month in a tax credit.
Up front. Which is nice. So it defrays the cost, and you don't have to wonder at the end of the tax season, you know, how much you're going to get back or how much that's going to defray your tax burden. You get that per month. I like that.
So it's not a stimulus check. This is just a tax cut earlier in the year. So the reason you can justify this is these are going to be lifelong taxpayers. Trust me, you're going to get money from my kids. So you're giving me a little bit of an incentive now. So the tax credit, I think, and this is something that everyone on all of our representatives and senators support, which is an expanded tax credit. Also, Utah legislature passed subsidies to use unused office space to convert into daycare. So we have a bunch of government buildings. We have a bunch of empty offices.
Because of COVID and everybody went home and, yeah, not everybody's back. Okay, right. We're working on that plan.
Now we can kind of subsidize, give daycares discounted leases, and that helps defray some of the cost.
Get behind that kind of plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't love that plan, but that is something that we are doing here in Utah. The one I love the most is when your company is providing daycare.
As a benefit.
As a benefit. Now, I was listening to the Washington, the Wall Street Journal, and they had a podcast. They were talking about a coffee company, Red Rooster Coffee Company, that basically started daycare for their employees.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's exclusively for their employees. Yeah. And they're using it and justifying it as a benefit. So right now, what are some of the benefits that we receive?
FSA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Healthcare. Maybe
401k
there's a
pension.
Yeah, a 401k match, perhaps a pension, some
sort
of retirement. There's a lot of different ways. We can't just ask companies, businesses, to keep paying more and more and more toward benefits. But maybe you give us more freedom to reallocate those benefits.
Oh, like a menu, and we get to pick what we want on the menu that works for our family.
Because right now, if you're going to take 3 or 4% of my salary and put it toward a 401k, maybe I would value that more if you put it toward daycare. Maybe that's something that I need only for 3 or 4 years. Then we'll go back to paying for, or saving for our retirement. But I would like to be able to manipulate some of these benefits and redirect them because my life is constantly changing. Right now, it's a one-size-fits-all. We're going to match your 401k. We're going to pay for your health insurance. Maybe we can manipulate some of that money, reallocate it, and help use that for daycare.
I love all of your solutions. When are you running for president? No, those are really great, Dave. You really did deliver the mother load there of different ideas and how to rethink and reconfigure. I want to come back to this in our 11 o'clock hour because I want to pick your brain some more on one idea I have that I haven't shared with you yet.
That's not don't have kids? Something besides don't have kids?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a zero-sum game in the WD household. Straight ahead. A meeting at City Hall about downtown Salt Lake City's revitalization zone took place, for the hockey and the NBA arena we might or might not get. This meeting was highly anticipated. It feels like delivered a nothing burger to me. Like no lettuce, no cheese, no burger, no bun. That's next.